Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story to tell. There are some mountains near where I live in Haytown, with lots of trails for walking and lots of streams full of rocks and fish and beautiful waterfalls. One day, not too long ago, I drove over to the mountains with my dog, Shelby, to go for a nice long walk there. It's only about a 30-minute drive from my house. But when we were almost there, it occurred to me that I hadn't brought any food at all. Well, I know about a little grocery store up there, though. This grocery store by the mountains is smaller and more expensive than the one I usually go to. I probably should have bought things earlier to save money, but it's okay. It's kind of fun to go to this little mountain store. It's called Jerry's Market and Bait Shop. They sell bait, too, like worms and crickets for catching fish, and they sell fishing poles and everything you need for that. I left Shelby in the car and pushed open the door. The bell rings when you open the door. I love that. I saw a refrigerator full of little containers of worms and heard the sound of crickets singing. I even saw a tank full of tiny fish called minnows that are also sold for bait. It felt like walking into another time, from when I was a little kid. So, I took a red plastic shopping basket from a stack by the door and went inside. I found some apples and some crackers in there. I got a little can of dog food for Shelby. I wanted to get a piece of cheese to go with the crackers. So I started looking around, going up and down the narrow aisles of the store. Now the cheese is usually in an aisle with refrigerated things in it, usually on one of the walls of the store, since it needs to be connected to the electricity. I finally seemed to have found the right place. I saw milk and eggs, and further down there was the cheese. I could see the cheese, but there were a couple of people in the way. They were talking to each other. They were old, very old, and each of them was pushing a shopping cart, and the shopping carts just completely blocked the aisle. There wasn't much in the shopping carts, I noticed. They were mostly empty, but sometimes old people like to use shopping carts to help them walk. Anyway, they were blocking me from the cheese. I couldn't get by them. But I didn't want them to think I was impatient, so I pretended like I didn't need to get by them. I started looking at some milk and yogurt, the things that were right beside me. I hate rushing people, or even seeming like I'm impatient. And I suppose I really wasn't impatient. I really didn't want to be, at least. And I was even worried that I would start to feel impatient. And, well, maybe I did feel impatient, but I tried to let go of that feeling as much as I could. So I looked more closely at the yogurt and the milk to try to distract my mind from that feeling of impatience. I noticed that the milk cost a lot more than I had expected. It was $6.75 per gallon. That was really expensive. I don't often buy milk, of course, and I know this store is more expensive than others, and I know that prices have been rising, but I thought for a family that buys milk regularly, well, it must be getting really hard to get by with such high prices. Well, I was pretty deeply absorbed in that thought. But then I heard the two older people beside me use the same expression, except in a different accent. It sounded like, "It's just getting harder and harder to get by." And the other one said, "Ain't that the truth?" Hard to get by. Hard to get by with these high prices, and also hard for me to get by these people, the cheese in the store. Eventually, though, they moved on, and I found the cheese. I was pretty surprised to see the price of the cheese, $7, for a piece that didn't seem that big to me. Oh, well, I had to eat something, and this was probably among the cheapest things I could eat at Jerry's Market and Bait Shop. Well, I took my little red plastic basket with cheese, crackers, apples, and dog food over to the cash register and set it on the counter. I asked the cashier how she was doing. "Well," she said, "I'm getting by. It isn't easy, but I'm getting by." I thanked her and went on out, where Shelby was wagging her tail in the car. That's all for this time, friends. Thank you for listening to Boxcar English. There sure are a lot of people having a hard time these days. It's hard to get by out there. I hope you are getting by all right. You know, this podcast is made for you no matter how much money you have. And your contributions are also essential to keep it going. If you can, please go to patreon.com/boxcarenglishpodcast and share just a dollar or two a month with us at the podcast. It would help so much, and you can have access to all the transcripts and even ask me questions in a little chat room on the Patreon. Your support is what keeps this podcast running, so thank you so much. And I hope you're doing all right and getting by very fine.